Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you like to travel in the summer, don't you?
I do, very much.
You and your wife and go on down the highway and sometimes some trips overseas, but you took a long trip out west this summer.
I did, yes.
And you saw something that was very interesting to you.
For some reason, I've just been fascinated with the wind turbines, seeing those and also seeing the big 18-wheelers with the extra long trailers carrying the blades.
That is something, and the first time I saw that, and it's been several years now, I could not imagine what that was. And then, you know, I guess the second time I saw, oh, that's a blade for a wind turbine. And you do see them quite often going down the interstate now.
You do, and also the nose cone itself. And I had kind of the same experience of what in the world is that?
Yeah. Did you see, now you, where did you go?
This time, especially through the Panhandle, driving through it, it had been a couple of years since I had done that. And what really shocked me was the explosive growth we've had in that, just how many more there are now than just a few years ago.
Did you see some of the wind farms in operation? Did you drive close by? Or?
Absolutely. And in fact, if you go across the Texas Panhandle, go through Amarillo and north through there, just miles and miles and miles. And you'll notice that today there's a pattern, a long line to really capture some economies of scale in the transmission.
So you'll see one after the other.
Yes, yes.
And they're very visible from the highway.
Oh, absolutely.
Really. Yes. And, but you all went up into as far as Idaho?
We did.
And did you continue to see them as you went north?
You did. Now, not on a continuous basis, but, for example, Iowa. Iowa has been one of the other large developers. They're very much into this.
Yeah, that was not on your trip, but they are producing how much of their electricity in Iowa by wind?
By almost 40%, and we did go through.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you all over the place.
We made the loop. Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that. 40% of the power in Iowa generated by wind.
Yes, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. And I was looking at some information on Texas, and now 12% of the electricity in Texas is generated by wind.
That's right. Last year, a little more than 12%, and that's been growing. And as costs come down, it can be expected to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. 40 different projects around the state of Texas and 24,000 jobs.
It is, and these tend to be pretty good paying jobs as well, and it's one of the real growth areas in jobs.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dale is an A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and we're talking about wind power. Dale's been on a long sojourn over the summer and just starting to see all those wind farms all over the country, especially out west. Is this ever going to be, maybe we're already there, but is it going to be a significant contributor to our power on an ongoing basis, even more so than it already is?
It will be. As I say, the costs continue to come down, and so we'll produce more. Now, I don't think it'll ever be at the point that it will be the sole producer. The problem with electricity, or one problem, is that unlike, let's say, oil, you can't build the big storage tanks, at least right now, and store it up there. And so you are at the mercy of the winds. If it's too much there, you mm-hmm. have to shut them down. If it's not enough, then it's not efficient.
So when the wind is not blowing, I mean, there's no electricity being generated.
That's right.
That's the downside.
That's it.
What do you think about solar power? We have the new solar power farm out here in Delta County, just east of Commerce. Is that as promising as wind power, do you think?
In different areas, yes.
You know, we're reaching the point here now that where these things are really starting to make a difference. And it was all sort of pie in the sky here a few years ago, but now it's reality.
It is the case. Both, in fact, have had some massive subsidies and helping to get mm-hmm. that infrastructure started, that initial investment. But as the costs are coming down, we will see increased use of both.
The Chapman Ranch Wind Farm opened in Corpus Christi just in the past week or two. 81 wind turbines on that wind farm, and they're producing enough power for 62,000 homes a day.
Absolutely on that. And these, as I say, really are fascinating to me to see. You're talking about a monster. These typical one in Texas, which most of them, by the way, built by GE, it's taller than a 30-story building.
Yeah, they're huge. It's just to see those blades going down the highway, it's fun to see them and just to imagine those in operation.
It is.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
And it's A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.